Okay, so we are holding at the bottom of the Zayin Amud Beis by the Gemara. So we've had in the Mishnah, Hadiluin Shekaiman Lazera im Hukshu Lefnei Rosh Hashanah V'nifsul Me'oichol Mutter Lekaiman B'Shvias. So you have these gourds that he's keeping around for seeds. So the halacha is that if they hardened before Rosh Hashanah and they're no longer fit to be eaten, then you're allowed to keep them on Shemitah. If they're still soft going into Rosh Hashanah, so then they're still being nurtured on the tree during Shemitah, and they're considered Peir Shvias. But if they were already hard going into Rosh Hashanah, so that means that during Shemitah they're not getting anything out of the tree. And these are not perishvias. And the Rambam brings that he brings this din that if nifsalum lechol adam mutar l'kaim b'shvias shein perishvias, and if not if they're not nifsal, then they're asar al tzvichim. And if they're asar al tzvichim, then you actually would have to pull them out of the ground, and let them decay. That would be the din. There are other ways of dealing with Mishnah, but that's where the Rambam says it. So it would be an isser svichin if they're still soft. So then the Gemara asks, Lomali hokshu, afilu lo hokshu. So the way the Pnei Moshe understands this means it sounds like from the Mishnah needed two things: needed to be hardened and also to be nifsal me'achilas adam. So why do you need both? So the Gemara answers. That's what Gemara answers. Mikavin shehokshu nase kishar zeroni gina she'ein echolin. Once they become hard, then they become like zeroni gina, which are not eaten. It's interesting that the Rambam brings the Mishnah Kitzurasa. He says hokshu vinifs. He brings both. You would think that it's two different conditions. The Gemara comes out, seems to be saying, is that once it's hokshu, That's what it means. That once it's hokshu, they become like seeds that they're not fit for consumption anymore. And then we don't deal with them as peir shvias. They would have the din as peir as rakus of the shisha. So they based on what we said in the Ram, they would not be svichin. They would be mutter. Okay, so the Gemara asks, Ketzad hu bodek, how do you check to see whether they're hard? That's a vague description. Hard. What does that mean? What is hard and what is soft? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina Omer Oktso. So then you pierce a sharp object into it. Imnis acha aser. If it comes back together, that the hole would seal up, then it would be aser, the imlav mutter. But if it was hard, so then the hole would remain. It's not clear exactly how much time we're waiting for that to happen. But it's assumed it's not such a long time that we would expect it to seal back up. And that is the way we gauge whether it's soft or hard, and whether it's still being nurtured from the tree and would be considered perishvias or perishishis. And you don't see a hole at all?
Take a fresh candle and put a knife into it. And you pull the knife out.
Interesting.
You won't see it. But if it's dry, you're actually breaking through some of the dry material and it's forced into the cavity.
Interesting.
Right. It's like when you test the cake to make sure you stick a little toothpick in a cake.
So I don't see a hole.
And you know, if you don't see a...
No, the Schwartz comes out and I say test it.
Right. You're saying...
If it comes out, then the hole closes up. And if it's ready, then there's a little hole.
That makes sense. Okay. That's very good. Okay. Rabbi Yonah Butzraya Omer, Karmulin Peturim Min HaMaiser. So these would be gourd leaves. So they would be Peturim Min HaMaiser because they're not edible. Hadot Tesemar Ad Shelo Asu Diluin. That's only before they become gourds. Also diluin kiyarikain. Once they become gourds, then the leaves are like the vegetable itself, and then it's considered edible, and they would be chayv and meiser. So the next line of the Gemara, we're gonna change the girsa slightly. It's gonna be Horei Rabbi Yossi be'ilain alei kol kasaya. Rabbi Yossi ruled about these kol kasaya leaves. Sha'aser ligmois behen mayim, that you're not allowed to swallow water through them. Mipnei sha'tavoyin ochlanosan. So what does this mean? So, it's a cup. The way I picture it is like those cheap cone type of cups that you'll see by a water cooler. So it's so that you'll form a cup out of the leaf, and we're saying that it's usher to do that because the deer would eat them. And the deer would eat them, and these are considered, like we just said, that's why we brought in this din by Meiser, that these leaves are considered edible, and the deer would eat them, and therefore they're considered perishvius. So what's the problem with making a cup out of it, if it's perishvius?
Using it for the
shalo kederach. Exactly. That's exactly the way the Rosh Sirlio says it. If you see, it's about eight lines down. Alei kol kasiyah asher lagamis ben mayim b'shvias mayri. The kaimelon dafilu obayichle behema noagu b'shvias. Even shvias is even, and we'll have this later in the Masechta, that even shvias even applies if something is only roy from ayichle behema. Tichsiv ahoisa sheves aretz lachem laachlo ksiv lo behemtecha mashma dafilu b'maydechazi lo behemtecha nimazhircha bo laachlov lo scharv lo lahefzit. And okay, so what's the gedder of hefsid? Kedisa come back like Godel Rabban. Vale kokius hein rechavim v'chazu l'gamas b'mayim l'adam l'behema v'kamer kevin d'chazu b'stama l'maychal tzavayim, being that stam, they're roi to be deer food, ochel behema mikru, that has a shame of ochel behema, v'mgomea behemayim havi shinoi. And if you use it to make a cup, that's considered a shinoi. This is a huge discussion in the postgame, a very complicated modern-day shaila, what is considered normal and what's not normal. Because if you would eat a fruit, it's not the normal way to eat it, that would also be a problem. So this is a big discussion in the postgame. I brought up from the OU's website, they bring from Kedusha Sa'aretz, the Sefer Shemitah, they say it's permissible to prepare Kedusha Shvias produce in conventional ways only. For instance, squeezing an eggplant, cooking a tomato, mashing a banana, peeling an apricot, and making popcorn from fresh kernels. But any form of preparation which is unconventional is prohibited. So like making liquor from Shemitah dates or something like that. Or other examples of where even if you find a way to eat it, but if you're not eating it the way that it's meant to, that would be a problem.
Why?
That's considered hefsid. It's a hefsid from the conventional... From
I make apricot whiskey instead of eating an apricot.
Because it's meant for apricot's meant to be eaten to be eaten. So you like in general, it's not as fine. But if you like to make whiskey out of it, but for perishvias, that's considered the hefsid if it's not being used the way it's normally used.
Okay. If it's a hefsid, it's usher because.
It's the Kedusha Shvias. It transgresses the Kedusha Shvias. Even so, the halacha is that even if somebody did that to it, made the whiskey or whatever, you're allowed to eat it, but you're not allowed to do that to it. Okay.
If you did it, it's okay. It's kosher.
It's good. Yeah. It doesn't yeah. Like treif it.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, Marbitzin offer b'offer lavan de Reb Shimon Reb Elazar ben Yaakov Oyser. So the Mishnah says that Reb Shimon says you're allowed to water. You're allowed to water offer lavan, which is it's a state tefuah. It's a shaila whether it means a beis hashlachin or a beis habal. But it's different ways of understanding the Farshim. But yes, but it's a sadev tvor. So we have a machlokas in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Asya de Rab Shimon Karabonin with Rab Elazar ben Yaakov b'shitase. And Rab Elazar ben Yaakov is l'shitase. That Rab Shimon comes out like the Rabbanan. And Rab Elazar ben Yaakov comes out like his own shita. Where? The Tadina Taman, we learned there. There is Meseches Moed Katan, which has the halachas of Chol Moed. That Moshchen es Hamayim me'ilon le'ilon u'bulvach lo'yashku es kol sadekula. That Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says over there that you could draw water from one tree to another, but you could divert the water from one tree to another through these channels, as long as you don't water the entire field. So, and there's another shita there that the Gemara here doesn't bring, which is the Rabbanan, who say that it's no problem, that you could on Chol Moed. You could water the whole field, not just Moshchen Mayim Ilan. So the Gemara understands that it's the same machlokes as it is over here. That Reb Shimon who holds by Chol Moed. Reb Shimon who holds here that it's mutter holds the same thing that holds by Chol Moed. That like the Rabbanan and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov that says it's usher, so that goes like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov by Chol Moed. And what would be the connection between them? Because by Hefsid, that by Chol Moed we know there's a concept of Davra Avod, and other if it's only mutter if it's Davra Avod. And here also, by Shemitah, you can only allow to do things that preserve the tree, not things that are considered beneficial. So that's how the Gemara understands the connection. So Rav Mana Amar Lo Stam, Rav Mana said this. He said this Stam, and the following thing: Rav Oven b'shem Shmuel. Rav Oven said it b'shem Shmuel. Bistam, the stam means something else, Bistam Cholkin, that the machlokes in Moed Katan is only about a stam field. What's a stam field? So a stam field is, the Mary Folder says, b'mata asara, which we'll see. It's mata asara lebeisa, like we've discussed earlier, that there's 10 trees planted in the beisa. So the Gemara says, Manan Kayamin, what are we talking about? Im bimurvachin, if they're spread out beyond 10 trees to a beisa, divra kol aser, no one would matter that on Chol Moed, because that's pashut that's considered watering the ground. There's no heter to water the ground. There's a heter to keep the trees alive. You can't water the ground. Im bertzufin, if they're condensed to divra kol mutter, that's for sure mutter. So where would there be a machlokes? Ela kinan kayamin benetua matas eser lebeiso. That's where you have a machlokes. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov avod lon kemurvachin. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov treats mata eser lebeiso at least for the purposes of Chol Moed. He treats that as if they're spread out. Rabbanan of dinla keretzufin, and the Rabbanan look at it like it's condensed. So they're close enough to allow that to water the land on Chol Moed. So the Gemara says, Harabonin Amrin Birmurvachin Aser Lahashkos. The Rabbanan say that Birmurvachin, if it's spread out beyond Mata Eser Lebeisa, because their machlokas is about Mata Eser Lebeisa. But if it would be spread out beyond Mata Asur L'Beisa, even the Rabbanan agree that it's Asur L'Hashkos.
Less than ten.
So that's for sure Asur L'Hashkos. The Gemara says that that's Pashat. But Ma'ol Hamshich. But can you divert water from one tree to another? Do the Rabbanan hold by Pachos Bimata Asur L'Beisa the same thing that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds by Mata Asur L'Beisa? That's the Gemara's question. Will they treat Pachos Mimata Asur L'Beisa their Meruvachin the same way that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov treats his Meruvachin, which is Mata Asur L'Beisa, which even though Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov asers Lahashkos, but he allows Lahamshach. So the Gemara says, Kemad Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omar b'Meruvachin Asur Lahashkos and Mutar Lahamshach, Kain Rabbanan Amrin Mutar Lahamshach v'Asur Lahashkos. So the Rabbanan, in their version of Meruvachin, where it's beyond, it's less than Mata Asur L'Beisa, so they would also hold that even though it's Asur Lahashkos, but it would be Mutar Lahamshach. And that really is the end of that Mahalach in the Gemara. In this Mahalach in the Gemara is putting the two together. We're aligning Chol HaMoed and Shemitah, and the Gemara just has this kind of side question of what do the Rabbanan hold about Hamshacha by Pachos Mimata L'Beisa, and that would be the end of that's one Mahalach in the Gemara. But then the Gemara continues, and the Gemara really is questioning the whole Mahalach to align Chol HaMoed with Shemitah. That maybe they're essentially different.
They're totally different. So Chol HaMoed, it's a melacha.
Yeah.
And Shemitah is not Issur melacha. The Issur is the avodah of Makarka. Haricha, Zriya, whatever we said that's all right.
You saw the Gemara already?
What? No.
No, that's the Gemara says.
Oh, okay.
Very good. Yeah, the Gemara says this Chol. It's we'll see. I think it's a lumdish shekel. The Gemara is saying, I think, but that's what you mean. Yeah, so the Gemara says lo kain savron and meimar b'meruvachin divra kol aser v'hein afar loy b'meruvachinu. Said one second. We said that everyone agreed. There's a machlokas what the threshold is, but everybody agrees that if you get to a stage at a certain point where it would be meruvachin, everyone would agree that it's aser by kol amoid. If they're mamish spread out, the question is at what point it's considered meruvachin. But this is offer. Lo meruvachinu, is it not meruvachin? The Mari Folda says she'ain sham ilan klal v'lam matirin. Here there are no trees. There are no trees at all. So then we should treat at least it should not be treated any better. This Mahalach in the Gemara is saying should not be treated any better on Shemitah than we find in the Mishnah by that Reb Shimon is matering on Shemitah even by a stale lavan that doesn't have any trees at all, and that should be that should be considered certainly as meruvach, as spread out, as beyond Mata Asur L'Beisa. And yet we find that Reb Shimon allows you to water in the Mishnah. So how the Gemara is really questioning the whole connection between Chol HaMoed and Shemitah. If they were really the same, then we should treat this marbitzin ba'afar as like watering a sadus of ilanos which are meruvachin, like we find by Chol HaMoed, which everybody would hold as a problem. So the Gemara says you have to say elakan b'shvias kan b'moed. We have to say that shvias and Chol HaMoed are two very different things. So the Gemara says, okay, so what is the difference?
What's the difference?
The Gemara is asking, what's the difference? The Gemara knows the similarity. I think that's what we spoke out.
They're both
restrictive. Yes, but they're and I think that they both have a heter of Davra Ovid. I think that's the operating svar in the Gemara, that the Gemara sees a connection between them, that they have a heter of Davra Ovid. And that's why they would be the same. So, but why are they different? What's the difference? Shvias al yedeshu mutter bimlacha Hitiru bein davar shu tarach bein davar she'enu tarach. That shvius, because it's mutter b'malacha, they allowed something that's a tarach. They allowed it whether it's not a tarach. But moyed al yidei shu aser b'malacha lo yitiru el davar shu aved ubolvad davar she'enu tarach. By the moyed, you have another. There's another restriction. Not only does it have to be a davar avod, but it also has to be a davar she'eino tarech. So what is the pshat in this? So Reb Chaim Kanievsky speaks it out, and I think this is what you meant to say. By shvius there's a din of shvius ha'aretz. But the din of shvius ha'aretz that you have by shvius is fundamentally different than by chol hamoed or other isurim that are on the gavra. The din of shvius ha'aretz is really a din on the land. It's a din that the land has to rest, and now that creates certain dinim of what you can't do. But there's no. But the issue of tircha is not nogea, because that tircha is a din on the person. If there's an isur malacha on the gavra like by chol hamoed, so then tircha would be an issue. Tircha would not at all be a factor when it comes to Shemitah. By Shemitah, the whole din is a din of Shvi'is Ha'aretz. But it comes out that the Gemara is calling it a Davar Avod. If we're connecting the two, and the Rosh Shirlio really says this, that at the end of the Dibur Maskel Shimutaras B'Malacha, he says Rabbanu lo as v'hai lav karkan hai lav harvachas karkaninu to ukme ilana ba'al mahush lo yamusu. It's ukme ilana. So it's interesting that the Gemara connected it, our case in the Mishnah, to pachas b'mata aser lebeisa, which one would think if it's really like that, if you're watering the ground, you're not really doing much for the trees. In the parallel case where you're watering the ground, if you had trees that would be, let's say if you had a field of trees that but just pachas b'mata aser lebeisa, one would think that you're really not, when you water the ground in that area, you're not doing that much for the trees. Wow. But because it's so spread out.
You're watering the whole
area. Right, but what's the heter for anything that's beyond the immediate vicinity of the trees?
Why? The nof. We said the nof benefits from thing, didn't we say?
Yeah, no, I understand. I'm saying
radius of the tree, and we're talking about, you know, trees.
29.
I'm wondering, the Tyson Boyd Cotton talks about that it could be this marbitzin is only sprinkling.
Right, that's what
I'm wondering if the pshat is that it's a davra avud to not have any moisture in the field at all, but to actually do a full watering, maybe that would not be a davra avud. Maybe the connection in davra avud is only sprinkle. I wonder if to say that. Because I don't know where you draw the line then. If it's your a full watering, you know, for a whole field when you only have a small amount of trees, that's a davar avod. I'm not sure why there would be a davar avod. But how far do you go with that?
So you take your trees.
Yeah, but you just have a small amount of trees in a large area. Okay. So the Gemara says another mahalach. Another chiluk. V'is the boy nishmina manada. Some want to say that there's a different chiluk. Shvius al yedeshes manam aruba hitiru. Shvius is a long time. It's a full year. So they said they weren't as restrictive on shvius. But moyed al yedeshes manu kotzer aser. Moyed is only a short amount of time. So then the Gemara says, 1 second. So then it should come out. So in the last 7 days of the year, we should treat like a yontif. Just wait already. You already got so far. Just wait. So then... The Marie Folda speaks this out, and actually, before we get to the Marie Folda, let's read the last line of the Gemara. So Ashkach Tani. So we have a brisa that says Marbitzin ba'offer lovin b'shvias avoloi b'moyed, that you could be Marbitzin offer, but you could water a field an offer lovin on shvias, but not on the moyed. Diver Reb Shimon, Reb Elazar and Yaakov Oyser. So we have a brisa that connects the two directly. This we haven't seen yet. This brisa connects shvias and moyed, that you could do it on shvias and not on the moyed. And the Gemara sees from here not to say like the second explanation. That's what the Gemara is taking from here. So what's the raya not to say like this mahalach? So the Marie Folda says in Marbitzin, Diktani b'moyed behedya. It says moyed behedya. Shma mino kemoisha aser hasam. The same way it's aser over there. Dumya dahachi mater hacha. It's just like the heter is the same way that it's aser over here. It's mutter over here. Afilu shiva yamim achroinim. Even the 7 days, the seven last days. Di oiser shiva yamim achroinim. Because if this were to be the pshat like the second mahalach, in which case you should really aser the 7 days. Ein shayach loymar v'moyed aser af b'shvias b'chayi gavna aser. Because af b'shvias b'chayi gavna aser. Because in the parallel case on Shemitah to the moyed, it would be aser too. So you should not be able to make that contrast. The contrast would not be accurate. Elavadai mutarin. So it must be that it's mutter. And if it's mutter, and we're being gadaik from the brisa that it's mutter, so it's not mistaver that you should have this heter in the last 7 days if this tam was like the second mahalach. So the Gemara is really coming back and saying that really the correct mahalach is the first mahalach, that the difference between them is because Shemitah is a din in the karka and Chol HaMoed is an Isra Malacha.
Then coming back to that, one is Torah and one not Torah?